AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 150 years ago, the House voted to impeach President Ulysses S. Grant's Secretary of War, William Belknap, over a kickback scheme in government contracts. He resigned before the vote last night in the House.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
The vote was to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer called the case against Mayorkas a sham impeachment and a new low for House Republicans. Ukraine's military says it used naval drones to sink a Russian landing ship in the Black Sea. That report has not been confirmed by Russian authorities. Ukraine has moved onto the defensive in the war, hindered by low ammunition supplies and a shortage of personnel, but has kept up its strikes. Former President Donald Trump is expected in court tomorrow for an important hearing in his New York hush money criminal case, which now appears increasingly likely to go to trial next month. The judge is set to rule on a pretrial issue and say for certain if the trial will begin as scheduled March 25th. A little more snow is expected along the Northeast. In higher elevations, there is a significant amount of snow. Tristan Vinglinski's home is without power near Scranton, Pennsylvania.
We don't have a torpedo heater. We don't have a generator, nothing like that. So we're just winging it, run the water, make sure nothing freezes, you know, that whole thing.
Activist and LGBTQ plus community members handed out colorful chocolate candy for Valentine's Day in Tokyo, marking the fifth anniversary of the launch of a legal battle in Japan to achieve marriage equality for same-sex couples. Defense Secretary Prabowo Subianto has a strong lead in early unofficial results in Indonesia's presidential race, suggesting the former general may be able to avoid a runoff. Checking the markets around the world, global shares are mixed after disappointingly high U.S. inflation data sent stocks sliding on Wall Street yesterday. This is AP News. Nine workers are missing at a gold mine in Turkey that was hit by a landslide.
The landslide struck the Kopla mine in a mountainous province in the east of Turkey. In a video seemingly shot by a worker, a man whistles as he watches in amazement as a huge mass of earth rushing down a gully overruns everything in its path. Some 800 search and rescue personnel, including police and military teams, mine rescuers and volunteers, were deployed to find the mine workers. The landslide involved a mound of soil extracted from the mine. An investigation into the disaster has been launched. I'm Karen Shamas.
Jill Biden once again is sending her love to Americans on Valentine's Day through an art display on the White House lawn. The First Lady's Valentine to the country was revealed as the sun rose. The installation features a large wooden red envelope painted in her handwriting with the words, "To America with love." I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.